kiss my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to the 11 o'clock hour, which is wholesome content. Right now, it's just me, DJ Anna, and my co-host Marissa will be in just a few minutes. So bear with me while I set up music I have lined up for today, and I hope your Friday morning is going well.
Adversity will always be defined. There's rhythm, chance. glasses filled to their brim. And I hope you treat your heart real nice and real smart. May your life be a Walden Pond swim. Can't be worthless seeing stars, buying rocky roads for
I'm Okay, you just heard Sunflower from Vampire Weekend, and before that was Walden Pond from Attaboy.
What's up? How's it going? Be a real cheekbone. She is so dreamy, like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, palimpsest. Just hanging out, all Julian Casablanca. She is an epiphany, a relic, just a day. Opens my day, like she always grew. I feel that affinity, M-A, A-F-A, in all the ways, she's a rage. She keeps it one on, straight in the shade. She's a breakthrough. It's cold out there. That's nothing new. But she keeps it one on, straight in the shade. She's a breakthrough. She is so wild. Middle earth, highbrow. Her line is Pablo. But her color's five, so what about it? Just to review, she will a breakthrough. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down.
She is an epiphany, of a electricity. Opens my days like she always knew. Thank you.
Marissa, tell us about this.
We are currently listening to Ce Matin La from Air on their album Moon Safari, and I characterize this to Anna as elevator moon music. But I also really enjoy it, and I've been using it as I'm studying recently, but in a positive way.
I meant that in a positive way. One might say maybe it's a Charlie in the Glass elevator music. Do you know that book?
Is it like Willy Wonka?
It's the sequel to Willy Wonka.
No, tell me more.
Anyway, you should read it. Also, this is a plug for reading children's literature in general. But it's the sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And it's Charlie in the Great Glass Elevator. And do you remember in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that they take that crazy elevator all around the factory?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the second book, they take the elevator into space. And it's just them going around space in this glass elevator. And like they meet all these aliens and there's like this whole war. And it's actually, I would say, it's a little maybe... I remember reading it with my dad and us like being like, we can't even follow this plot. This is kind of wild.
But it is a real life space elevator.
It is a real life space elevator.
That's really exciting.
Of glass, even so. So, and now you wanted to transition for us to do something more... Functional on radio, right?
Yeah, so I think we have indeed played this a few weeks back, but Anna and I are in the Tufts Music Department's Arabic Music Ensemble class, and we will have a performance on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. in Distler Auditorium. Please come support. And tonight we have kind of a dress rehearsal practice, and so we figured we'd play one of the songs on air, and then decidedly not on air, sing along in studio to practice.
Though this is also a hello, if you're listening, there's a great show that I sometimes catch, I think on weekend days in like the middle of the day. Do you remember? There's someone who comes in and comes with a lot of folks, and then like they play music and then sing aloud on air, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's maybe later in the afternoon on Sundays.
Okay, yeah. Because it's been coincidentally that I've caught it just as I've been driving a couple times now. And it's just really nice. So if you're listening, thank you for putting on that show. / if you're not familiar, everyone tune in vaguely Sunday afternoons to try to catch it. So anyway, we're going to play a song, but sing along, not on air. We're not that confident.
Here we go. And this song is, in fact, performed by our professor and accompanying musicians.
بيت الجيران فاطمة سلم قالت لي روحي يا مسكين مينا ما يروي العطشان طالعة من بيت أبوها رايحة البيت الجيران فاطمة سلم علي يمكن الحلو زعلان يمكن الحلو زعلان يمكن الحلو
You've been listening to Purple Rain from Prince.
And we're going to go into something else now.
Okay. feeling mighty lonesome. Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams to dry. I'm moaning all the morning and mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much hard to find. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is that time of day for a PSA. And before that, what were we just listening to, DJ Anna?
We were listening to Black Coffee and by Sarah Vaughan. And cool. I don't really know anything about it. It just popped up on my Discover Weekly.
And before that, I was really enjoying that song and learned from you that it's a local Tufts singer and band.
Yeah, everyone check out Melt. That was their breakout single that's really kind of blown up. I mean, blown up on a small scale, but I would say blown up. It has a couple thousand views and things, called Sour Candy, and by a Tufts student.
Very cool. Yeah. So speaking of local bands, supporting local musicians, all of that jazz. Jazz. That was a jazz song. I would like to make a plug for WMFO Live Day. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 for Live Music Day. Once again, that is Saturday, May 4th.
Great. Thank you so much. That's really exciting. Do you have anything else to say about it?
I'll be tuning in.
Oh, great. I also will want to tune in.
I've thought before about the great resource that is the recording studio and like the live music studio here, and I don't perform any music, but I always thought it would be cool to try to bring someone live on our show, and while we are soon to be graduates and that may not happen, at least there is an event for it, which feels really exciting.
That's true.
I don't know. Would you ever, in the last, whatever it is, three shows we have, do you want to bring someone on?
Yeah.
Do you know any live musicians?
I feel like we both know a bunch of, we both live with jazz musicians.
Ooh.
They're doing their senior.
Can we announce it?
Wow, yeah.
Okay, so one of my housemates and one of Anna's housemates are performing a senior concert together. It's in my Google Calendar somewhere. Do you know the date?
No.
Wait, I found it.
Okay. I'm also just going to play some things underneath.
It's the day after Live Music Day. So as a reminder, that's Live Music Day in WMFO is Saturday, May 4th. And this concert is Sunday, May 5th from 4 to 5 p.m. in Distler Auditorium on the Tufts Medford campus in Granoff Music Center.
Wow.
And it will be a cello and a bass performing. Is that...
I believe that is correct. That would be my guess, because that's both of their main instruments.
And both lovely humans and lovely musicians.
Yeah, really love both of them. Wonderful people and beautiful, beautiful. I saw my housemate, Hannah Levine, perform last weekend, and I get emotional when I see my friends performing because they're so talented and passionate. Anyway, right now we're listening to Nice Boys by the Temper-X. This week I've been making a playlist that's about rebirth of us all out of this winter sadness and into spring, because I've been really feeling like I definitely, spring is my favorite time of year. Like this, even today is a little bit too warm. Like just this past week, like a little bit of rain during the night, like things are growing, like I just feel so viscerally alive. So anyway,
what is your playlist called?
Taking Up That Space, which is a reference to the first song in it called Sunflower, and the line is sunflower in the garden taking up that space. Anyway, it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm also realizing that in the theme of spring and things happening,
yeah,
I really should shout out the event that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And where I'll be going after this show ends in a few minutes. So the Tufts Eco Reps and lots of other environmental groups are partnering for Earth Fest, which is a celebration of all things environmental, on the Academic Quad, happening right now and going on until about 2 p.m. And there's a clothing swap, there is reusable crafts, and planting seedlings.
Should we both plug our perspective?
Yes, do you want to start?
Okay. My plug is that the New Entry Sustainable Farming Project is there, which is exciting because they normally do not take up space on this campus. I think mostly it'll be an informational booth. I don't think we'll have any fun activities. But we'll just be talking about the work that we do in terms of helping and supporting new farmers in the Massachusetts and New England area.
And what is your connection to New Entry?
I have a internship with them that I've been there since September, and it's been really nice to meet the people there and have my first, like, I would say formal internship. So I'm an intern.
Cool. And while you're checking out New Entry, go to the table next door, which is Tufts Food Rescue Collaborative, and I'm one of the co-leaders of this student group of volunteers, or group of student volunteers, I guess I should say, and we're doing a craft project using like scraps and ends of veggies and fruits, so making stamps out of all types of food waste and food scraps, and stamping them onto postcards and then sending them to your loved ones to wish them Happy Earth Day. So spoiler alert, Mom and Dad, I know you're listening. You will get handmade, crafted Earth Day postcards from me.
Wow. I also will want to do that.
Well, I can send you one.
No. Well, you can send me one. And also, actually, Marissa and I have a history of sending postcards across the Medford-Somerville campus. But I meant that I would be up for making them, but also I would love to receive one from you and you could receive one from me.
Yay. Okay, so check it out, Earth Fest, Academic Quad, today until 2 p.m. and enjoy our last bit of music.
I know that I made up my was compressed into a pixel. Reaffirmations right up the road, my dear. It's hard as hell, look in my elbow. But you know I sing like a bird, my love, the cage. The way you turned out, resolute with God on my side, I synthesize. Sense of time and urgency to reify still my goal, but I don't rush the long haul, babe, babe, babe. Oh no, I can tell. No hand in this world. No hand in this world.
This is Marissa and
Anna,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for spending the hour with us, and hope you can spend some time outside on this 70-degree day.
Yeah.
Maybe check out the Earth Fest happening on the Academic Quad.
All right. Thank you, folks. Have a great weekend.
friends grew.